This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of the things that I don't think most of us understand is how easy it is to be disruptive to the leftist pipelines of all the things that they bring to the forefront there. The hard part is trying to find somebody with the fortitude to actually do it. And then you've got to come with that has to come the patience required to weather the absurd wailing that's going to come with it as well. Which brings us to Brandon Creighton. He's a teacher or a professor or something at Texas Tech University. Now, he put together a flow chart to illustrate things. And he led the charge as a Texas legislator to purge woke curriculum. And he also sought to dissolve the power and the influence of things like academic tenure, faculty senates, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. Now, DEI bureaucracies are just basically internal politburos with almost authoritarian power to enforce neo-Marxist policy goal over everything there, from speakers and clubs to hiring and admissions and curricula. Remember that. Texas Tech's, the Regents unanimously appointed Creighton chancellor of the school system in late 2025, and he started to work on his flow chart. And to simplify it even further, it's sort of like this. If a lecture and its accompanying materials are not absolutely necessary and relevant to the discipline you're teaching, don't include them. And if you think they are, maybe ask the adults first. Now, what he's basically saying is if you teach math, let's not worry about you teaching how to get in touch with your inner girl if you're a guy. Right? Let's not worry about the relevancy of abortion and reproductive rights. Teach math. With the flowchart, he included a memo that essentially told faculty to stop teaching weird race and gender nonsense unless their course was literally titled Weird Race and Gender Nonsense. He banned advocacy for race or sex-based prejudice. And he banned professors from teaching students that certain immutable traits automatically made people racist or bigoted, and instruction that encouraged shared racial guilt. Then he told everybody there that radical professors effectively commandeered universities, and he said this has led to campus takeovers to degrees that don't have value. And he said that the Texans who fund these universities to the tune of billions of dollars are frustrated with the final product. And you might think that the final product is advanced degrees in mimetic transgender poetry, but no. It's actually an army of radicals with trillions in debt, no hope to meaningfully participate in the capitalist system. They are inculcated identitarians. Their primary output isn't poetry, it's grievance. Racial, economic, and weird gender stuff. Now, most of you exist in a world of logic. A lot of you will call in, you'll say, hey, Bill, why can't we do this? And I'll just say, oh, you silly goose. You can't have a logical addition to this. You're dealing with the leftists. You have to deal with the leftists. The logical among us can identify the problem as easily as Creighton, though. Andrew J. Seifker, a math teacher at Texas Tech, called the flowchart straightforward and reasonable. But an art teacher sees it differently. Andrew Martin said, art teacher said, this is disastrous. History is full of examples of what happens when authoritarian governments gain control of the educational institution of a country or a society. But he's describing exactly what was going on prior to Mr. Creighton's arrival. Because that institution has been gained control of by authoritarian governments. So here they are describing themselves. Now, the recent radical takeover of America's university system is just a gayer version of Mao's student revolution. It also had the support of political parties, local, state, and federal agencies, and literal corporate sponsorship across the board. It demanded that employees make loyalty pledges to things like diversity and inclusion. And if you raise your voice against it, you lost your livelihood. It was an all-encompassing, suffocating imposition. And it empowered idiots, you know, the Democrat voters, and people who only knew how to tear things down, and people who, where a hammer was just a symbol on a ragged, smelly T-shirt rather than an actual tool that they had gripped, that they knew what the well-defined use was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, all that was going on there until somebody with the moral intestinal fortitude like Creighton came along and said, well, enough was enough. I don't necessarily want to be disgusting here, but I mean, leftism in a university where you're sending your kid to school and where your kid is either incurring a lot of debt or you're spending a lot of money or, you know, maybe they got a scholarship or whatever it is. It's like a giant festering sore. And until you drain the pus infecting academia out of the way, academia is worthless. It is worthless. It's not worth your time. Kids, I know you're out there. I got to have my college years, and that's great. But, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be now. I mean, if you want to go into something and you're expecting to find Animal House, what you're probably going to find is, you know, a house of horrors where you're going to be expected to either be a radical this or a radical that or a radical something. It's not going to be about fun. It's going to be about protest. And you're not going to learn anything. And likely your degree, unless you are a lawyer or a doctor or something else, some other professional degree, is not going to get you anything other than possibly being able to teach it in college. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let me get this over here. We'll go to Robert in Greenville. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
I was wanting to talk to you about something that you said earlier, a point that you made.
Yes, sir.
And that was, you said if they get a civil war started, the Democrats, yeah, radicals, that it would be over quick.
Yeah.
Okay? That's very true. I've said that for a while. If we can reach any of these Democrats, my suggestion to them would be to go to a Trump rally and see all the military there. I went to the Trump rally up in Butler, but the second Butler.
Right.
Law enforcement was, they took this, they went up on stage. They were from all over the country. They
right.
covered that stage from one end to the other.
Sure.
So exactly what you said, if maybe a lot of them are just idiots. They don't get it.
Well, yeah.
But if it ever happens, if they get a civil war started,
yeah,
it will end quickly for them.
My grandfather had a saying. Okay, I love the saying too because it's always been true. He caught a squirrel one time in one of his traps, and he called the squirrel a boomer. And he looked at me and said, "You know what the problem with boomers is, don't you?" And I said, "No, Grandpa." And he said, "You can get a hold of one, but you can't let go of it fast enough." That's the Democrats if they start if they have their little war. But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I am your ally on that one, sir. But I'm also running out of time. So thank you for the call and Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. Charlie Kirk's Inner Workings, the TPUSA. Now they're beginning to talk, and some of what they're saying is interesting to consider. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.